much do you enjoy challenges like this, facing this type of offense?
Anybody who's a competitor loves challenges. You know, isn't that part of the game? That's part of being a competitor. I guess if you look in the definition in the dictionary, it should say, you know, person who loves challenges. So, yeah, this is a little challenge for our defense. We've been great up to this point, but it's a challenge nonetheless. I mean, are we up to the challenge? Yes, we are.
For as good as you guys have been all season, this will take nothing away from what you guys have accomplished so far, but this is how good of a litmus test is this? Are you going to almost find out how good you guys really are?
Well, I mean, I guess that something like that is only something that you guys have probably pretty much tried to gauge us by. This is not something that is a determining factor as far as it's going to make or break our season. It's not going to say if we win, okay, we're going to the Super Bowl. If we lose, we're done. It's not, you know, one of those type of things. It's a game-by-game season, you know, type of thing. So for us, we're just going to go out there and do what we do on defense and, you know, at the end of the game, you know, let it be what it be.
You were here for those playoff games against the Colts. How much do you think the philosophy in the front office was, we really need to do a better job of addressing our defensive secondary, and now it appears you guys are there?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, if you upstairs, you know, and you're trying to get new players in here, obviously you look at your division and see what other teams are doing. Other teams, you know, besides the Colts, you know, got, you know, better receivers. So what do you have to do? You have to get better secondary guys, better linebackers. So they did a great job going out to get three corners to help us because, you know, at the last time we played Indy, you know, it was an injury-stricken secondary. You know, Rock was in there. So the thing is to make sure we have depth, and I think we have that depth. I mean, does that turn into a win? No, you actually still got to get out there and play.
In both years in the playoffs, there were injuries because you were out in the 03 and then 04, all the injuries at corner. Is it good to go into this game finally healthy in the secondary?
Obviously, you want to go in any game healthy. Not so more so this game than any other game, but yeah, being healthy actually gives you, you know, a chance, an opportunity. You know, I don't want to say, okay, it gives you an advantage. No, it doesn't, but it gives you a chance to go out there and be competitive.
What do you see on tape that makes Manning so good?
Well, I don't think you can watch all the tape that you want to watch. Manning is Manning. You know, very smart quarterback. He knows the game. Pride himself on being, you know, wanting to be one of the, you know, best quarterbacks, or known for being one of the best quarterbacks in the league. So, I mean, that's something you have to admire about a guy who spends that much time, you know, studying you as an opponent to figure out, well, what is this particular guy doing that I can kind of manipulate? You know, that's a competitor.
Is it fair to say he will never be considered one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time if he doesn't win a Super Bowl?
Well, no, I don't think you can say that. I mean, he will be considered one of the best quarterbacks. I mean, he's broken so many records, and, you know, maybe from years to come, he is going to break some more records. But, you know, I guess, once again, the media defines people as far as their accolades. If he is not to won a Super Bowl, then people are going to say, well, you know what? Is he the all-time greatest quarterback just because he broke stats? I think the guy is great. He's fantastic. You know, I mean, he surpassed Dan Marino already. So, I mean, he's going to, as his years increase, he's just going to keep breaking records.
What's your prediction on how many points the Colts will score this weekend?
I'm not going to give no prediction on that. You should know I don't fall into those trap responses. Try somebody else.
Keep trying, though.
Try somebody else.
Nick, is, you know, in the past you guys have tried like all the dog things, trying to rattle Manning. But Manning does the, you know, goes to the line and finds the weakness, exploits it. You guys have had bad success defensively as a whole. In the offseason,
Go to the next one on the iPod.
In the offseason, the kind of the thing that we kept hearing was, when we play the best teams in the league,
yeah,
we just have to be able to man up.
Well,
how
do
you think that's going to help you that, you know, it's not him exploiting something you're doing. He's just going to have to beat you guys as a defense and being solid in what you do rather than trying to trick him.
Well, the thing is to kind of not so much worry about their offense. You know, obviously you want to worry about it a little bit because they're going to make their plays. They're a great offense. He's a great quarterback. But most important, you want to make sure you do what you do, you know, as a defense, you know, and that's where it starts. You know, if you make sure you are where you're supposed to be defensively, then it's just like, well, if they beat you on the play, they beat you because, you know what, you were out scheming, you was out play. But make sure it's not due to your own personal mistakes.
When we talked to Larry out there after the walkthrough, he said, you know, we talked about after those playoff games, he said, you know, we had guys not ready for playoff intensity. That's not something that this team has had to deal with. You guys have
this is more of a veteran team than we had at that particular time. You have a lot of guys who were here for the first time in the league for the first time, and they didn't know what a playoff atmosphere would actually be like. Yeah, in those games, we would probably beat the Colts going into the playoffs, and then we'd have to go back and play them again. But some guys didn't know the importance of, you know, that game. But some of those guys are still here now. You know, if they don't realize now, you know, the importance of, even if this is not a playoff game, and I don't really know what to say about those guys, you know. What a competitive instinct, you know, where's the hunger? I don't know. But I know, as far as myself and some other guys, I mean, you know, we remember that. Not saying that you're building this as a revenge tour type thing, as the media trying to make it out to be. But no, you like to go out and have a great showing against a great team. That's basically what it is.
You do consider this to be maybe a mini playoff game, so to speak, though, don't you? I mean, the fact that maybe...
You know what? I don't want to say it's not a mini playoff game, because we're not that far along in the season. But is it Broncos versus the Colts? Yes, it is. It's a great offense, versus a great defense. Yes, it is. So, you know, it's going to be one of those games. Maybe who has the ball the last wins the game. Or, you know what, it can be a game where a field goal wins the game. Who knows? But the thing is that you have to go out there and perform.
Nick, you feel like in the last couple of times you played them, you went in maybe hoping to trick them, confuse them, and now you can pretty much play them straight up.
Well, I don't want to say you went into a game trying to trick him, confuse him. No, you go in there with the game plan, and sometimes you try to execute it, and sometimes they catch you in bad situations. That's the name of this game. But the thing is, you know, I think our D-line is slightly better, and we're not trying to, you know, do too much. Sometimes team, there's a sense of trying to do too much. The thing is, just do what we do well, and play our defense and see what happens. I mean, if they get us on certain plays, why? Because they get paid to. They have a great offense, and that's going to happen. So
it's got to be exciting for you guys to know the fact that this is that true test, so to speak. This is one of the best offenses in the league.
Well, I mean, from that particular standpoint, it's a test, because we've played up some great teams up to this point, and we performed well. And obviously, week in and week out, we play a lot of great teams in this league, and this is one of them. So you want to go out and have, you know, a great showing. Yeah, okay, well, will you completely shut them out? No, our frame of mind is not really trying to do what we can to shut this team out. But you know what? Go play Bronco defense, and then, you know, see what happens. But the thing is, you know, don't do too much. Do your job and see what happens.
And what Bronco defense, has that changed since you've been here? Is it more effective now than it was the first time?
Well, the thing is, you know, you have more pieces of the puzzle. You know, when Michael Jordan was with the Bulls, he couldn't win the championship until he had some pieces, you know, in the mix. And I think now we have, you know, the pieces in place, and it's about actually using those pieces effectively. I mean, you can look great on paper, but if you can't put it out on the field and turn it into points and playoff wins, then what's the use of having that roster?
A little more juice, though. I mean, Oakland 2 weeks ago, Cleveland last week. Now the 6-0 Colts coming to town. Get your blood going a little bit more?
No more than any game we played this season. No, I think our approach should be the same. Things that happen when we get ourselves in trouble is try to approach it in some different type of fashion, where, you know, you're too energized at the very beginning, then in the back end, you sputter out, you know. So we have to play a consistent game. We can't be rock and roll. We just have to be consistent.